is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
All right, I guess this is supposed to be right. Pop on in after my intro, but I don't know, boy. I don't know. I feel like we should rewind and come again. I mean, if this was a comedy show right now, Mr. Soundman, you'd be imparted from the comedians. You would be the show. You know that, right? We put all our material down and we do the show. So what I want you to do for your sake instead of mine, right? I don't know. You see all them sponsors, right? I mean, you run a full-size operation here, man. So let's... It's Tuesday, though. Normally you can't come like this on a Friday. I get on the sound on a Friday, but today, Tuesday, was that bad for you? What's going on in your life? Well, you gotta talk, man. You need a hug. You ain't gonna get it from me, but I can find a hug for you. What kind of music this is? What kind of weird Antonio Banderas meets the ballet kind of music this is? I mean, seriously, though. I mean, where did you find this? This man, look here. You looking at me like you want me to wing it, but I can't even wing it on these, man. I'll grow butterfly wings if I try wing it to this music. I mean, come on now. We need to tighten it up a little bit, you know? All right, why don't I take a deep breath? Musa. Musa. And then... Just cut it off. I'd rather go with nothing. This sound like I don't know, like jewelry box music, man. It's like, that's punishment. Y'all listen, calm down. I can deal with the producer, man. I got him. There ain't no need for y'all to chime in. Ain't no need for y'all, that's piling on. It's piling on. He knows on the first break, he's going in the side closet, and he's going to slap himself, he's going to punish himself. Hey! That's how we roll around here. Okay. So what are we going to do, right? Let's be going to jump in. Because it's a Tuesday edition of Talking Heads. Big up to all the sponsors. BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Duncan's, Fidelity Bank Mahomes, Fine Threads, John Shoes, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild Comedy Club, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, and Tropical Gyros. All right? So big up to all the sponsors. And what we're going to do, I'm going to hit you up with your teaser right now, all right? The brand teaser. And you're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. Great show over there at the Joker's Wild. Headliner Greg Hall, feature comedian Bob Lauer, and yours truly. Funny show from start to finish. 2-for-1 on all locals. Doors open at 8. Showtime is at 9, Tuesday through Sunday. We're located between the Carlton and the Beach Tower over there at the beautiful Atlantis. All you need is your Vax card or your rapid antigen test, and you're good to go for the show. Those tickets are up for grabs, as well as, you know, I'm going to hook you up. That original recipe, KFC chicken burger, is off the chain. That chicken sandwich is all G-double-O-D good. And it's to perfection. It's the 11 herbs and spices original recipe. Fries, soft drink. I got that coupon waiting on you, all right? So you're hooked up. That's what you're playing for. Here's your teaser. And as soon as I hit you with the teaser, we're going to get a quick break. Let my producer slap himself and get himself together. And then we'll bounce right back into the Talking Heads on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right, but here's your teaser right now. A recent survey of 100 Bahamians, 50 men and 50 women who work out regularly. Survey revealed that 45% of the people surveyed admit they do this at least once a week. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. You know how to get your answers in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Or you can chime in on the text line, because even though you're not supposed to, I know you will. It's all powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's the streaming link, guardiantalkradio.com. We're on cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. So you're covered. All the bases covered. All right? So here's your teaser one more again. Recent survey of 100 Bahamians, 50 men and 50 women who work out regularly. The survey revealed that 45% of the people surveyed admit they do this at least once a week. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. You got between now and the top of the hour at 5 o'clock before the news comes on to get your answers in. All right? You know what you're playing for. You know how to get your answers in. Get at me. I'm going to take a quick break right now. And on the flip side of the break, we're going to jump in. Going to check out the headliners. What's making headlines throughout the 242. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. We'll slide into the buzz right after that. All brought to you by John Shoes. What's buzzing throughout the 242. All right? We got a lot to talk about. Yes, especially if you've opened up any WhatsApp messages. Yeah, you've been seeing some crazy pictures floating around. We got to talk about that. I'll talk about the plot thickening down there at Water and Surge. We got to talk about this Rudy Tooty fresh and fruity music that my producer refuses. You trying to tell me something? You want to make an announcement today or something? Or you need me to help you come out the closet or something? I'm here for you, brother, however you need to go. You know, it's 2022. We could do this plenty of ways. You know what I mean? I just want to make sure you happy. So once you good and you comfy, then, you know, we can proceed. And then I can hear my intro. Because I don't remember writing this in here. Yeah. I don't know, man. That I don't know. That sounds like a ukulele and a guitar had a love child. Or maybe a violin and a ukulele had a love child. All right, as soon as we get through the buzz, all brought to you by John Shields. We got up in the Global Woman, all brought to you by KFC Nassau. We'll see another planet in 60 seconds or less. Then we'll get to our Dunkin' coffee break, of course. It is Freeport Tuesdays. All right, the Freeport Report on a Tuesday. There you go. Hey, bro, where were you? Somebody had you kidnapped. I don't know who possessed your body or who taken your chair, but nonetheless, I'm glad you back, man. You still got to slap yourself on a break. But anyway, nonetheless, we'll be talking with Sarah Kirkley from Freeport, Grand Bahama, the Freeport Report. That'll be part of my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break today. And as we go to the break, let me check out the text, man. No, cheat on the workout by eating a Snickers? No. Not that they stretch. No, not they work their abs. Not change the bed sheets. No, not go to the beach. Text us. None of the above. Try me again. Let's go to the break. We'll be right back at you. Right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is like Men in Black right now, all right? Men in Black. Look into the bright light. Poof! When you come back, none of this happened before the break. None of this issue went down. It's like a brand new show.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, Joker's Wild, J.S. Johnson, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, and Tropical Gyros.
Well, gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas. And everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Nothing says thanks, Mom, quite like a heart-shaped donut from Dunkin'. There's over a dozen ways to return her love at Dunkin'. You can choose from a variety of delicious, frosted, filled, or heart-shaped donuts to show Mom how much you care. So whether it's a single donut or a few dozen, sweeten your Mother's Day with love, Dunkin' style. Head to Dunkin' and pick up your mom's favorites today. In the Bahamas, moms run on Dunkin'.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller. Until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you right here in Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. And let's jump right on in on this Tuesday. Jump into the headliners brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And don't forget, Fine Threads has new items coming in every week, including chino pants, brand new shirts, wide selection of shirts for any event or occasion. All right? Casual, formal, linen, swing by, Top Hill, Maxie Street, flagship store, or the Southwest Shopping Plaza location, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online. Then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. Fine Threads for the man with good taste. All right, let's check out some of the headlines blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian. Shootings of suspects in the recent days justified. Story by Rachel Scott. As Acting Commissioner of Police Clayton Fernanda addressed the three police-involved shootings that took place in the past week, he warned the public not to engage the police. Quoted as saying, I believe it's justifiable. The police, first of all, he has to try and protect himself, and then he has to protect the good people out there. These things are happening in the community, and anybody, the bullet don't have no eye, you know? Anybody who is in the area could end up getting shot. These things are happening right in our communities, and officers have to protect themselves. If a fellow comes at you with a weapon and he's shooting at you, you have no other choice but to return fire to protect yourself and people who may be in proximity of the incident. Police reported that officers shot and killed a man on Antigua Street in Providence on Thursday after he fired at officers who had been following him in response to a complaint. Another incident took place on Sunday morning as police responded to two armed robberies. Officers responding to the calls chased suspects into Kennedy Subdivision. According to police, the suspects exited a vehicle, two of whom were armed and fired at the police. Officers returned fire and one of the suspects was shot but survived. Fernando also said a weapon was recovered and the two of the suspects were arrested while the third escaped. The latest incident took place early yesterday morning in Eastern New Providence. Our officers from the Eastern Division came together and put a strategy in place with a view to trying to apprehend the persons responsible. Last night, there was an operation put in place. While there at a residence in the East, an individual came there, entered the property, and attempted to get into a residence. Officers approached. There was a struggle, and the culprit was armed with a crowbar. There was a struggle, and the individual attempted to take the weapon from the officer, and he was shot. He died on the scene. According to statistics previously released by the Commissioner of Police, Paul Rowe, there were 20 police-involved shootings in 2021, which resulted in 11 deaths. So where are we? Obviously, what's your take on these shootings? Chime in, I want to know. Because obviously, if they're warranted, because obviously, you know, the police are out there on the front lines. And I appreciate the job they do. They put themselves at life and limb away from their families so we can be safe with our families as best as we can. So I'm taking nothing from the sacrifices that they make. Now, these are all within reason, all within the line of duty. Then there should be no fallout. But there again, where are the body cams? Where's the CCTV? That all helps the case. That way, we can see exactly how the incident went down. We can see where our taxpayer money is going to. And we can see, how the incident unfolded. And if it's by the book, within the parameters, then obviously people should not engage the police. And that's a global outcome if you engage the police. But at the same time, we do want to make sure that everything's above board because we never want to get in to that dangerous, dark territory of extrajudicial. No. Can never get to that. So let me hear my talking heads out there. What's your take on the situation? Obviously, the police are making an effort. And you see a lot of operations and stings going on. And they must be commended. But what's your take on the situation? Three police-involved shootings in the last 11 days. Two of the three resulting in fatalities. And one with the suspect being shot and injured. Now, great show, not as usual, but how incredibly stupid do you have to be to engage the police? You have to be the donkey of the month. But then again, you have to look at it. I mean, I get it. It's not really the smartest thing to do because globally, that's a fail. You see the results. But we have to look at what's going on in society, you know? And does some of it stem to mental health issues? Because a lot of people sometimes, when they feel like they're at the end of the road, they engage the police. Cop-assisted suicide. So we got to look at all what's going on in the 242. Because we're a lot more mature than we think with a lot of ills, the social ills that are haunting us. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
CG.
What's going on, my brother?
We're talking about how people are attempting to leave this place prematurely. And I think there are some who really, really are stuck on and hell-bent on doing so. And I don't think there's any reason why we should try to encourage them to stay. My thing is, here is the deal. There's only two ways, in my opinion, that two people should, that you can get someone to change. Either through some form of religious experience, some conversion experience, or brain surgery. We have a Sunderland Rehabilitation Center that we're not utilizing. And there's some powers in herbs like the blue lotus and the ayahuasca that can actually bring someone to release their ego and become face-to-face with their id. And if that has been someone who's been murdering, they will actually experience murdering themselves through a psychoactive therapy. And as a result, they no longer want to do that. They would experience actually bringing harm to someone who's never felt pain, and they would dream that. Why aren't we using these psychoactive drugs to fix this situation, talking heads?
All right, well, you know, if you're a proponent of psychoactive drugs, that's fine. I mean, to each his own. But obviously, you know, me personally, I think we have better options than psychoactive drugs. I understand what you're getting after the database portion of it and all of that. And some people think those theories work. But, I mean, don't we have better options than psychoactive drugs? Because now where are you going to do? Are you going to release these offenders now back into society predicated on them having to take regular drugs? dosages of these psychoactive drugs in order to maintain that balance in society? What are we creating? And then you have to look at those drugs and where are they based? Are they opioid based? Because if they're opioid based now, we're looking at a whole different possibility. I don't know if you've seen the opioid epidemic in the States from those kind of drugs that are opioid based, but here we go. And I'm quite frankly, sir, with all due respect, I'd rather see the legalization and decriminalization of medicinal and recreational marijuana long before I see psychoactive drugs inflicted on my Bahamian brothers and sisters. Now, that's just my opinion. But, hey, anybody could chime in and let me know. Do you agree with the caller or not? Okay, Naughty, come on. This is the Bahamas. They can't use the body cam because they can't show when they use the... Come on, man. We need it. That's taxpayers' money. We need to see the footage. We need to see them working. Okay, good afternoon, sir. Like the COP Royal said, if you raise a firearm towards a police officer, be prepared to meet your maker. And in spite of what's going on in Nassau and not the Bahamas, the police cannot and should not take any chances with these criminals. Agreed. I have no problem with them on the front lines. Again, you engage the police, you know what's coming. But at the end of the day, that still doesn't say we can't see our taxpayer dollar in effect in the forms of body cams that we paid for, CCTV that we paid for, drones, shot spotters, all of that. Let me check some of the answers to the trivia. Not change the bed sheets. Not wash their socks. They don't go out for drinks and cocktails. Not nightclubbing. None of the above. Y'all still cold in the well on that. All right, let's check out some of the other headlines real quick. And then I get into my Dunkin' coffee break. Got all the technical difficulties out of the way. So let me know how you feel about the police-involved shootings. 13 murders in April. Big drop from the previous month, down from 22. So a drop-off of 9. Let's keep it going in that direction. New mobile shelter can house 400. This is good to see. Story by Jasper Ward in today's Guardian. New mobile shelter can house 400. According to the, the Bahamas prepares for hurricane season, the National Emergency Management Agency, NEMA Director Captain Stephen Russell, said yesterday the government has acquired a mobile shelter that can be deployed during post-storm recovery, and it can house up to 400 persons. That is news. I mean, hope we don't have to put it into use, but glad to know it's available in case we do have to put it to use. And the opposition up in arms, their deputy leader, Mr. Shannon Don Cartwright, MP for St. Barnabas, keeping VAT on breadbasket items is a betrayal. Read more on that. Let's get up into the buzz. All brought to you by John's Shoes. And John's reminds you, in addition to your footwear, formal and casual, your fast fashions, your workwear, all of the accessories to match. They now have small home appliances and cookware for you available as well at both John's locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. Be sure to pop in and check them out, all right? Because John, serving you is a pleasure. Now listen, chime in real quick because I want to take my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break and I got to get my Freeport report going. But what's your take? I mean, we got a lot of things popping. Social media-wise, we got Adrian Francis Gage just popping off everywhere. What's your take on that? The plot thickens at water and sewage. Could there possibly, a lot of talk in the market, a lot of noise in the market in the court of public opinion looking at that water and sewage situation. Is it a witch hunt? Is it political posturing? Is it actual good due diligence by the present administration to find out what's really going on? What's your take on it? Chime on in, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or text on in on the BTC powered text lines, 422-GR96, 422-4796. Listen, if you missed it, you ain't missing, listen here. For the text who just called in and said, I missed the whole Francis incident, find your biggest friend who's the biggest gossip. I'm sure they got everything. I'm sure they got the file. It's everywhere. Not my mother-in-law, not to go nightclubbing, but y'all still trying and swinging on this answer. Hey, wow. Naughty, notice that no one is addressing the mental health issues that people have. Notice that some people don't even check their mental status. Yep, That's very true. And that's why I mentioned with some of these police incidences where some of these folks are engaging the police allegedly, you have to look at what's going on in society because some people with mental health issues do engage police. And we know the outcome. You sent me that same text twice. I get it about the body cam. So what's your take on all of that? Chime on in and let me know. Because, you know, if we're going to have these things in society, then they need to work for us. And we have to have the conversation to make sure that they work. If they're there, they can't just go obsolete, especially if you're going to help in a fight on crime and also bring accountability and transparency to arrests and to situations like this where there are police-involved shootings. So while you're chiming on that, let's slide up into the global warming. We'll see another planet in 60 seconds or less, all brought to you by KFC Nassau. And we'll be getting into our, you know, Dunkin' coffee break and short order. I'll be checking in Freeport with Sarah Kirkby. Having a good conversation with her, the Freeport Report, every Tuesday. See what's going on in Freeport. Kids got their Gatorade in Freeport yet? We'll find out. And KFC reminds you, it's all about Crazy Tuesdays. Only on Tuesdays and only at KFC Tuesdays. It just got even crazy wild good, even better at KFC. Satisfy your crispy fried chicken cravings with 8 pieces of chicken for the wild price of only $15. So taste the KFC crunch on Tuesdays. And it's crazy wild good over there at your favorite KFC location. All right, available for you for takeout, drive-through, and delivery with the Craven app. So let's jump on in and see what's eating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. The Global Woman brought to you by KFC Nassau. And where do we start? Lots to talk about. A Los Angeles jury cleared 4 members of the Kardashian family Monday of claims that they defamed reality TV star Blac Chyna and interfered in her deal with the E! Network following a 2-week trial that focused largely on an alleged violent attack by Chyna against her one-time fiancé, Rob Kardashian. We remember that sordid incident. Coming to Netflix in the near future, the 90s show, which will be an update of on that 70s show, and where the cast is in the future. All of the original cast will return except Danny Masterson, who played Hyde. He's battling some sexual assault allegations, so yeah, past and present, he ain't going to be in the remake. But as long as they got, you know, that classic line, hey, my foot is on the way to your, yeah, we can keep it moving. Joey Lawrence married Samantha Cope in a romantic outdoor ceremony at Temecula, Temecula Creek Inn in Temecula, California on Sunday. So finally, those two tied the knot. All right, we don't know what's going on, but radio host and former child star Danny Bonaducci announced Friday that he's taking a medical leave from his morning radio show in Seattle. His sister says he's suffering from a mystery illness. I hope he hasn't relapsed. Like, really? Netflix has canceled the development of Meghan Markle's animated series Pearl. Chelsea Handler said she had to check into a hospital during the her vaccinated and horny tour as a result of the stress she was feeling. From what? Chelsea being vaccinated or being horny or both? That's what I want to know because I've worked with Chelsea and that's a crazy funny comedian, but crazy too. Yeah. Camila Cabello is the new face of Victoria's Secret's Bombshell fragrance. And Amber Heard fired the PR team she had hired days before taking the stand in her courtroom battle with her ex, Johnny Depp. I wonder why, Amber. Nobody can make you look good, man. Nobody. Nobody. And with that being said, let me check the text lines. That's a wrap right there on your Global Woman. All right? All brought to you by KFC Nassau. And, of course, you know, let me check the text lines. Naughty, it's hard to trust the police because they're never available. Get breaking into, wait 3 days for them to show up. Call the station and never are there any cars available. I'm behind a car right now in traffic with a toddler standing up between the front seats. Thanks for sharing. I appreciate that. I understand your frustrations. What else? If the CCTV cameras aren't working, our internet don't work, the electricity don't work, who do you expect the body cam to work? Or why do you expect the body cam to work? All right. I agree that camera footage should be made available for public review at some point. In the meantime, there's no reason why the public can't purchase body and dash cams of their own. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, this is who you know who this is.
Okay, it's you, eh?
It's me.
That's you. What's going on?
Listen, this is my fledgling call to this new format of yours.
Well, I appreciate I must be doing something right now that you've called in, now that you're no longer fledgling, you know? I'm even more official.
Yeah. The Shannon Don Cartwright thing. I notice he's part of the police force now that he's in the opposition. He's showing up the crime scenes and such. You know, I don't agree with it. I think it's just political posturing. And I think he needs to stay in his lane and let the police do their job. And don't show up to no crime scene contaminating the area.
Okay. And anything else you want to chime in? That's some good stuff. I didn't even hear that one.
Yeah, he was on the scene of that shooting by the gas station. Standing up there for the cameras.
But is that not in his constituency?
I know it's in his constituency, but the thing is...
Aren't you being rather harsh? A man in his constituency, and you gotta say that's genuine? He didn't go check on the constituent?
Is that his constituency? No, it's not.
Oh, it's not?
No, it wasn't.
Okay, if that's not his constituency, then you have a point. But if it was his constituency, you know what I mean? Then he might just have been doing his due diligence.
Yeah, well, listen, anyhow.
But I understand. I got to double check now. I got to see where the borderline is for that constituency.
Yeah, because they've cut him up so much.
But they've cut like a bad barber. Gap right up.
Man.
But what else going on with you, man?
Man, everything is good. I do think that then the mask mandate, I don't think we should touch that. You know where I work, and you
still think that they should you know still have some more period of time with the mask on?
I think we should, and it is only for our own protection. I heard some stuff on the radio the other day. Somebody saying that the virus came from two snakes instead of the bats. And, listen, I just know that it's here. I don't care where it comes from, and.
All right. Well, guess what? What we're going to do right now, I appreciate you calling in, but be safe. Have a good one. And thanks for, you know, let me know. We'll check on them boundaries, and I'll do my due diligence. And if that's the case, we'll keep them out of the crime scene. Now, what we're going to do right now, take a quick break. Flip side of the break, we're going to chime in Freeport. We're going to take that Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. We'll take it right up to the news, and then on the flip side of the news, have a good conversation with Sarah Kirkby, my crew down there in Freeport, Grand Bahama. The Freeport Report is coming up next. Right here on Talking Heads. You know it's Tuesday, so we got the Freeport Report for you right here as I take my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break coming up on the flip side of the break. Keep it right where you got it. It's Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
When I got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and we set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
Mother's Day is approaching fast, which means it's the perfect time to give your mom the most special gift, your love. Why not show mom you love her with beautiful customized items from Inventive Intellect? Pillows, ceramic mugs, frosted mugs, mirrored photo frames, blankets, acrylic frames, cutting boards, aprons, oven mittens, and so much more. We've got packages starting at only $30. Give Inventive Intellect a call at 676-5811 or 821-9457. We're on Sunlight Cottage Road off East Street North. Do something special for your mom with Inventive Intellect.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Nothing says, thanks, Mom, quite like a heart-shaped donut from Dunkin'. There's over a dozen ways to return her love at Dunkin'. You can choose from a variety of delicious, frosted, filled, or heart-shaped donuts to show Mom how much you care. So whether it's a single donut or a few dozen, sweeten your Mother's Day with love, Dunkin' style. Head to Dunkin' and pick up your Mom's favorites today. In the Bahamas, Moms run on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And our Talking Heads continues right now. It's time for me to get up into my Dunkin' Donut coffee break because you know I runs on Dunkin'. And listen, man, let me tell you, man, you know they got the coconut refreshers going on down there at Dunkin'. People, you got to try them, all right? Find your tropical state of mind with the Dunkin' coconut refreshers, all right? Enjoy the creamy taste of coconut milk and a burst of fruit flavor available in pink, strawberry, golden peach, and purple pomegranate because you know the Bahamas runs on Dunkin'. And you need to try them. They're waiting on you at your favorite Dunkin' location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Bundy Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, where we're going to be next Friday. And, of course, out of the airport. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. And don't forget the heart shade dominance for Mom for Mother's Day. Real quick, let me go down some of these answers. Not clean your car. Not play dominoes. None of the above. All right? Not fill up the car. Not have sex once a week. Okay? Yeah, no, you're still way off. No, they don't go out for drink or cocktails. No, they don't have a cheat night. Nope, none of the above. Just got about 10 minutes before the news comes on. Let's go to Freeport right now, Grand Bahama. And, of course, joining me, like she does every Tuesday, and glad to have her here, you know, chiming in and giving me the Freeport report. I have Sarah Kirkby, owner and manager of the Grand Bahama News, and, of course, Barefoot Marketing. How are you, Sarah? How goes it? How's you and yours, and how's everything in Freeport?
I'm good. How are you? Nice to chat with you.
I'm good, man. Listen, bring me up to snuff what's happening in Freeport. I see they got some things popping down there.
We We're trying our best to keep our heads above water, as you say.
Keeping my eye on things. Now, I saw something in The Guardian, and it says, you know, story, you know, in The Guardian, Port Lucaya and tourism retailers continue to wait for economic turnaround, struggling to stay afloat. What's happening at Port Lucaya? That's been a staple for tourists for years.
Really,
I mean,
I'd have to say in the 90s and the 2000s, Port Lucaya was the place to be. It was packed every weekend. You couldn't get in there. You couldn't even get to the bandstand. I mean,
and they're operating despite a 29% loss right now. That's what's going on at Port Lucaya.
Yeah, it's a huge loss, and they're fighting to have people to come in there because they're fighting with the cruise ships, and they're fighting with the vendors who are trying to get them to go to the beach, and they're trying to take them on tour. So the percentages that we get in just aren't the same anymore. And of course they don't have a hotel across the street anymore. So these vendors have been seriously struggling since Matthew, haven't really picked up because of Dorian and then with COVID. So it's been a struggle for them. And the Port Lucaya marketplace has tried its best to help as much as they can.
And I've been made to understand they've had a 40% tenancy loss over there. They lost 40% of their tenants.
They have. It's very hard. It's hard to see, especially someone who grew up going there. I mean, my first job probably was bartending at Bahama Mama's, which is still hanging in there. And it's just very hard to see it not be as vibrant as it used to be. And, you know, you can look at Port Lafayette Marketplace. If you go to Atlantis, their little area that's to the right of their hotel, you know, their shopping area is very similar to Port Lafayette Marketplace.
You're talking about Marina Village.
Marina Village, exactly. Sorry. And it's really basically looks like it was, you know, it was part of a design that had started in Port Lafayette, and it looks very similar. And it's a brilliant design. It's great to keep people in a safe shopping area and where all the stores are available for them. But if you don't have the people coming in, and our biggest issue right now is when the tourists that don't get off the boat. In the article, the lady who does their entertainment and marketing says that they have like 4,500 people will come in a cruise, maybe 1,500 will get off the boat. And then that 1,500, you've got everybody fighting for. So it's a real struggle.
Now, shouldn't there be some relief in short order as far as a hotel partner right opposite Port Lafayette? I mean, I did hear the DPM and the Minister of Tourism, Mr. Chester Cooper, the MP for Exuma, say that they have had a bidder identified, correct? That they've found a buyer, but he cannot identify the bidder until the process is complete, so on and so forth?
Yeah, and that's what we're all hanging our heads and waiting for. You know, right before Dorian, we had, right after Dorian, we had Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines was coming in, along with the Mexican company. And so that was going to be like a little savior for us, for them to come in. And then that fell apart right through COVID, because of course the cruise lines just didn't do well during those 2 years. So we're still desperately trying to get that hotel open, and it's the key hotel for the island. So, you know, we need more places for them to stay. Then of course that also prompts the question, what's happening with the airport?
Well, I was just about to say, well, we're talking heads and beds, what's going on with the airport?
The airport is still not where it's supposed to be. There is no generator there. There is no elevator helping them. And the worst part is, if, you know, there was an emergency here, we understand, you know, the power was out, we wouldn't be able to put our lights on. So it's very scary, and it's something that needs to be resolved. And we've done a couple stories on it so far. And I'll be quite honest with you and get myself right in a lot of trouble. But I hear they want to build a $30 million baseball stadium or finish it off in Nassau. I would prefer they use the money to fix our airport and get us a hotel. And I think Grand Bahama is due that help.
I feel, you know, now you know me and you might have to row over this, you know, why you want to take away from baseball? Now, hold on. I might have to brush you off the plate a little bit there. No, I said that they should do their due diligence, finish the stadium, and find a proper partner that's going to bring the relief to Grand Bahama that they need. And if not, find some other way of getting some financing down there to jumpstart Freeport and Grand Bahama. I've written about it before, prior, and I'm probably right about it again here now that I've arrived at the Guardian, but I had fond memories going to Freeport. My dad was captain on the Emerald Seas. Freeport, you know, the harbor was there. Captain William Brown used to be the harbor pilot in Freeport and bring the Emerald Seas into the harbor. Many a day I spent in Freeport, had a great time down there, and then he had some great restaurants, he had great entertainment. And then as I got older and I go down there for the radio and remotes and whatnot, I noticed how clean Freeport was, how different it was from New Providence. And I see why, you know, Freeport people carry on the way they do. You've been a couple of basketball tournaments. You have a clean town, you know. You carry on, you know, like you all run things. So I get it. But, you know, so much so I married a beautiful Freeport woman, you know what I mean? So I got sense.
You're a very lucky man.
There you go. So I got, you know, I got my in-laws down there. So I got a vested interest in Freeport. I want to see Freeport and Grand Bahama do well. You know, who says that? I might not want to retire to Port Lafayette and open up my own comedy club. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Kick my feet up and do my own thing.
You. We'd love to have you come down here. We need the comedy club. We had our first live show went back on there. Gia Pierre did a show last weekend, which was completely sold out.
That's
on again this weekend.
That's great, man. I know Gia does good work, and she has some great sketch comedy.
It is. It's great. It was really super. And I'll tell you what else happened. For us, as you know, we might be a little bit F&M down here in Grand Bahama. And so Hubert Ingram was in town last weekend. And that was quite big here for a lot of people. He was at Sawyer signing books. He had a big book launch at the Arlakaya Hotel. And he also went and visited local schools. And he also donated his books to actually every public school within Grand Bahama as well.
So there you go. I mean, that's great to know that the presence is still felt down there. We still have some things to talk about. We got to get to the news here. But on the flip side of the news, I want to talk to you about what's going on with the new Chamber of Commerce president down there. All right.
Okay.
And see what's going on with, you know, getting those mom and pop businesses rejuvenated and bounced back down there in Grand Bahama. All right. So we'll talk about that coming up on the flip side of the break real quick. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
This is JJ Nord. Hey, there, my brother.
Hey, what's going on, JJ? What's happening?
I hear American speaking woman on a talk show. I you need to start putting real baby people like me on a show. But anyhow, he be it as me.
Hey, JJ, hold on, man. That's, you know, that's, listen, that don't mean they're not Bahamian, you know. You have to understand, man, sometimes my friends from the Eastern Road talk like this, too, and that don't mean they're not Bahamian, JJ.
Yeah, but anyhow, put people like me, the real Bahamian people who, in the show who love the country. And let me make my point, because you go into the thing to the break right now.
But I always do, JJ.
Okay.
So you ain't got to rob me for that. What's your point?
I'm not robbing you. Listen to me. When we go, I was one, we, the Stockton, the Wiley boys, the one family, and who's, was one of the first groups and people were going there to live in the place because people were their town. We spent money there. Hey, money, big shout from NASA. We try to rejuvenate that lousy town. They think the Americans, they call the Egyptian weed. And see what God is doing. Anyhow, God is doing. Hey, it's all. Anyhow. Naughty.
Are you really upset that they've been Hugh Campbell basketball that much, JJ? You can't let Hugh Campbell go. I mean, you really got issues with Freeport. You sound like you feel about Freeport like I feel about LeBron James. What's really happening?
People get issue with the Bahamas, okay? They think they're better than everybody else, right? And but the Chrissy going to sign that stupid Hawkswell Creek agreement, but don't make no sense to nobody. And he's, Naughty, I can talk to you on the chat group because I'm a curse today, man.
All right, have a good one, JJ. Be blessed, man. All right, Mr. Producer, get me to the comedian, man. It's time for It's Just Comedy. We're going to do our comedian for the day. And then, of course, you know, like I said, we get up into the news, man. This Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. JJ, how do you really feel, man?
Anybody dating? Yeah. It's hard out here. And you know, a lot of females get up here and say it's the men. It's not. It's me. It's always me. I don't know what I want. I want a skinny, fat, church-going sinner who sells drugs and got good credit. I want everything. I want it all. I want it all, you know? But I'm mature now. I know what I want. I know what I need, you know, in a man. I mean, some of y'all want roses and nice comments and, you know, a card and dinners and stuff. Nah, give me somebody that's going to change my all. That's what I'm talking about. Yes! Give me 4 new tires and rotate them up.
This is God.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, Joker's Wild, J.S. Johnson, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Tuesday edition. Let me give you your answer to your teaser. All of you were wrong. Good tries, all of you. But the correct answer, recent survey of 100 Bahamians, 50 men and 50 women who work out regularly, the survey revealed that 45% of the people surveyed admit that they do this at least once a week. You had some really good answers, but you missed out on this one. And if you work out, you probably slap yourself when I give you the answer. They go to bed without bathing or showering after the workout. Once a week, they'll just crash. Stinky, sweaty, swatty, yeah. You know, with the Roma. Mm-hmm. They go to bed funky once a week. I guess if you work out at least three times a week or work out regularly, you could be tired. Some nights you crash. As long as they don't go to bed, you know, like four or five times a week funky and only bed once, then be all good. So that's your answer. Try me again tomorrow. And right now, let's continue the conversation in my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. We'll be wrapping things up and finishing my coffee break with Sarah Kirkby down there in Freeport, Grand Bahama. The Freeport Report is coming at you. And don't forget, got to remind you that the Big Breakfast Bundle is always available for you, all right, at Dunkin'. You don't have to rise and shine to enjoy Dunkin's Big Breakfast Bundle. Enjoy Dunkin' all-day breakfast sandwich, hash browns, fresh brewed medium coffee, your favorite flavored Dunkin' donut, and a bottle of Dasani water to wash it all down. Power up your day with the Dunkin's Big Breakfast Bundle, available for you all day long at your favorite Dunkin' location, whether you're early bird or not. All right? And wrapping things up right now, like I say, my guest each and every Tuesday, owner and manager of the Grand Bahama News and the owner of Barefoot Marketing, Ms. Sarah Kirkby. We're wrapping things up. Sarah, I know you got a couple of things to address. I do want to talk about, the new Chamber of Commerce situation going down there in Grand Bahama, but I know we had a caller right before the break, so I'm going to let you chime in on that.
Well, I mean, seriously, is that what I get? Sorry that my accent's not strong enough. Now, if I met him at a bar, or maybe somewhere where he's cutting me in line, my Bahamian might come out on him.
That's a domino, dude. I need to take you to the domino table and let you spank him up on the domino table a little bit.
Seriously.
And then maybe he'll get a new appreciation for you.
Boyd, don't presume just to know somebody just because you listen to their voice. That's the worst kind of racism you can talk about. And that just made my blood boil. Here I am fighting for my island, wanting my island to be better, wanting Grand Bahama to do well. And I have to deal with that. And people wonder why people don't want to come to the Bahamas. They're going to be treated like that. What if I was a tourist? What if I was an investor? What if I, you know, what if I was just a white person who came down here? That's the way you want to talk to me. And you want, you know, people want people to come here. They have to think about these things.
I think, you know, that
Grand Bahama like that. That's really sad. I feel sorry for him, really.
I think what we have to do is, you know, combine all of what we have here in the Bahamas, all walks, races, creeds, denominations, fashion senses, opinions, junkanoo groups, all of that, because our opinions do matter. And I think as long as we could work it out amongst each other, then we can know how to go to the polls and elect an administration that will work for each other. And we can get rid of all this mudslinging and finger pointing. Because
exactly.
At the end of the day, if we're all Bahamians, we need to be on one accord.
And 100%. I mean, I think you'd be really upset to know I was probably originally British, but I don't have a British accent. That's where my parents are from. But I have an American accent because I went to school when I was 13 in the States. So, you know, unless he wants to change the way your body works, I don't know what's going to happen. But trust me, if I was in a bar, I could tell him something else. I could tell you that.
I believe you could, man. I believe you could throw that sand move on him if you had to.
I definitely could do that.
So, all right.
But don't worry. My people in Grand Bahama will defend me. I have faith in them.
Hey, JJ, we need to do a domino tournament for charity, man. You know, we bring Sarah under the tree in your yard. We do dominoes here. Let me take you to Grand Bahama. We do it down there at Macaroni Tony, and all the proceeds go to charity. How about that?
There you go. I like that.
All right.
Anyway, let's not let him ruin it. I do need to tell you about the Chamber of Commerce. They will be having their big banquet when they do the official swearing-in of their new board on the 14th. You can find out that information on 242 News and around the whole Grand Bahama social media and also on the Chamber website. But they have a new president, and Mr. Carey is a well-known member of the Grand Bahama community. He's been working with insurance management for years, and he's retired now and is working, which gives him a lot of time to work and help us at the Chamber. And I'm very excited that he wants to bring all these mom and pop stores in from the east and west of the island, because it is smaller stores, smaller boutique businesses that keep our islands going. And you can see that when you travel throughout our island. So he's working very hard. He's got a lot on his plate. You know, he's dealing with a lot that Grand Bahama has to go through. But I think Mr. Carey will do quite well trying to bring the business community together to support one another. We're very strong here in supporting each other.
Well, I think that that's what you have to keep on doing right now until you get, you know, where you need to be, because obviously it's still a work in progress. And guess what? You still got taxes coming in. Marty, listen, man, I have family in Grand Bahama as well. And trust me, no government check for Grand Bahamas. Trust me on this. So there it is again. I mean, the Grand Bahamians just look at, or people who are from Grand Bahama who moved out, just look at it. Look, that's the same old, it's not going to change. This is always how it's going to be. Every 5 years, we elect a new administration and we still get passed over. I mean, that's the impression I'm getting from Grand Bahamians that no longer reside in Grand Bahama.
Yeah. I mean, everywhere you go, there's Grand Bahamians who want to come home. There just seems to be a disconnect that Darren Cooper spoke about very well between the governments, whichever government it is at the time, and the Port Authority. And it ends up being, it doesn't work to our favor sometimes. And so we need to get back to the point where it worked together and worked well, and that we're not fighting with Nassau for business, that we're working together. You know, that the cruise ship business is shared between the islands, that we all support one another. And I think Grand Bahama can do that. We offer something different. We're not gonna be the big exciting nightlife of Nassau, but we are more of a family and residential area. So let's, you know, work on that for us. We've obviously shown that we're also an industrial nation. And when Mr. Ingram was here last week, he pointed that out, that the industrial part of Grand Bahama is doing very well. The cruise ship business at the container port and also at the shipyard is coming back in full strength, thank goodness, and that again will rev us up. We also have, you know, a great power company that's invested, they invested $54 million back into our community in order for our power to keep going. So these are big things that we have. We have the infrastructure, we have the streets, we had the double lane roads, we had the circles before, a lot before Nassau did. So we do have a lot to offer. We just need these communities to work together, the government and the Port Authority, to help this island succeed. And I really do hope that Chester Cooper makes an announcement soon. I hope he's chosen, or his team has chosen, the right people. I have to give kudos to the Nassau Guardian and to most media houses in Nassau who constantly pressure our politicians to push what's happening in Grand Bahama. So you guys do a very good job for us. I do appreciate it.
Well, you know, we can't let y'all, you know, be out of sight, out of mind. We got to, you know, keep the news out there, but not just, you know, Grand Bahama, Abaco, Eleuthera, Exuma, because those family islands are very important to us. It all makes this thing go. So it can't just be every 5 years you matter. It's got to be matter every four and a half years, and then, you know. So, yeah, I want to thank you for chiming in again. And, of course, get the word out for me, man. I need to talk to Ms. Moxie, the Minister for Freeport. Put in some calls, man. Run it through your chain, man. I've gone through the press secretary in the OPM, gone through Mr. Colby over there at BIS, sent it through PLP Dave, the king PLP, you know, media propagandist on the street. I also sent it through the vice chairman, Mr. Obie Roberts. So tell her don't be scared, man. I don't bite. She need to come on and talk to me about Grand Bahama. I mean, every week I get you and other great guests from Freeport to give me the Freeport report. Why can't I hear from the minister?
I will ask her myself tonight.
All right. Then I got some questions she can answer. And you know, why don't you tell me where the Gatorade ran for the kids? Be over that, man. Don't turn the Gatorade into Haterade. You know, let's make it happen.
I will tell her. And thank you. And thank you for always taking care of Grand Bahama and keeping us on these Tuesday lookouts. We like it. Remember, you can buy the Guardian newspaper. We now have our own Grand Bahama section in the newspaper, which is fantastic. It is our version of the paper for us now. This is our newspaper. So we thank the Guardian and we thank everybody for supporting us by buying the Guardian as well.
No worries. Thanks for chiming in. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday. Okay, Sarah?
All right, love. Take care.
Take it easy. No worries. Be safe. All right, Mr. Producer, man, let's go to the first break. And on the flip side of the break, we'll be getting up into sports. That's a wrap right there on my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. And for everybody who kept chiming in, what was the answer, Naughty? They take a day off from bathing, all right? Those who work out heavily, regularly, they take a day off. They do this at least once a week. They admitted to it. 45% said, hey, he's got a bad frowsy. Ain't no shame in our game. So, yeah. Hey, some people like being funky, man. It's all good. So with that being said, we're going to go to the break. On the flip side of the break, we'll be talking sports, and we got a lot to talk about. Got a couple of big games in the NBA tonight, some major league action going on, and some news from the NFL. And, of course, Earl the Pearl will be chiming in. All right? And, of course, you know, I'm just seeing, because I put it out to him, but now I can put him on the spot. So, yes, Mr. C. Allen, I know you need to chime in next week, man. I know if I get you on, that I'm sure there'll be no more reason why the good minister from Grand Bahama can't come on. So I'm going to pencil it in. I'm going to talk to C. Allen Johnson next Tuesday right here on Talking Heads. We're going to talk a lot of things. And I'm going to talk some carbon credits with my good friend, the professor, Mr. C. Allen. You want to know who peeped everybody to the game? C. Allen. Cold. And anybody want to refute me? I got the files. I was there from the first shows in 94. Don't make me talk it. Mr. Producer, take me to the break. This Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Don't touch it.
Nothing says, thanks, Mom, quite like a heart-shaped donut from Dunkin'. There's over a dozen ways to return her love at Dunkin'. You can choose from a variety of delicious, frosted, filled, or heart-shaped donuts to show Mom how much you care. So whether it's a single donut or a few dozen, sweeten your Mother's Day with love, Dunkin' style. Head to Dunkin' and pick up your mom's favorites today. In the Bahamas, moms run on Dunkin'.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Wow.
KFC just put the wow in your week with the KFC Crazy Tuesday Wow Bucket. Satisfy your crispy fried chicken cravings with 8 pieces of finger-licking good chicken for the wow price of $15. And with KFC Crazy Bundles, you can add all your KFC favorites for more savings. So taste the crunch and take a KFC bite out of life. Be happy. Save at KFC. Only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. Crazy, wow, good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You got it locked and loaded to Talking Heads. We're back at you right here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. And, of course, it is the Tuesday edition. And we're going to slide right in to the sports now. Because, you know, we got to talk sports on a Tuesday. And setting things off, you know, we got to take a look at Today in Sports, Today in Sports History, all brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Don't forget happy hour on the weekend as well. All right? And then on the weekend as well, breakfast starting at 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Don't forget that businessman's lunch special Monday through Friday. You're in and you're out within your lunch hour. Give them a call. See what they got chefed up for you. Let's see what they got going on. 377-7776. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza to Naughty Johnny's. All right, let's jump on in. Today is Tuesday, May 3rd, 2022. Earl the Pearl should be chiming in shortly. Mr. Producer, many times, then let me know. Tell me he's in traffic. I want him to zoom in while he's driving, you know? He might buck up and spill his coffee if he's drinking coffee. All right, so today is Tuesday, May 3rd, 2022, and on this day in sports history, 1936, Joe DiMaggio of the New York Yankees made his Major League debut, and he got 3 hits. 1938, Lefty Grove got the first of a record 20 consecutive wins. 1951, Gil McDougall of the New York Yankees became the fifth player to get 6 RBIs in an inning, in one inning. In 1969, U.S. President Nixon attended the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. It was the first time a sitting U.S. president attended the race. Willie McCovey, 1980. Willie McCovey, San Francisco Giants, hit his 521st and final home run. Willie McCovey on this day in 1980 for the Giants hit his 521st and final career home run. Also in 1980, Ferguson Jenkins of the Texas Rangers became the fourth player to win 100 games in the American League and the National League. 1981, Sally Little won the LPGA CPC Women's Golf International Tournament. 1986, Don Mattingly of the New York Yankees became the sixth player to hit 3 sacrifice flies in one game. In 1992, Greg Olson of the Baltimore Orioles became the youngest player to record 100 saves. He was 25 years old. 1992, Eddie Murray of the New York Mets became the 24th player to hit 400 home runs. 1995, David Bell debuted for the Cleveland Indians. 2007, the Golden State Warriors defeated the Dallas Mavericks in Game 6. It was the first time a number 8 seed team had defeated a number 1 seed team in a 7-game playoff series. In 2011, Derrick Rose of the Chicago Bulls became the youngest NBA MVP at the tender age of 22. And the sports quote of today, "It's lack of faith that makes people afraid of meeting challenges. And I believed in myself." Muhammad Ali. Great sports quote right there. From the greatest of all times, possibly. Muhammad Ali. So, yeah. It is a Tuesday. And we'll keep it moving. We'll check out the home court right now, all brought to you by Burger King Nassau. Which Philly cheese are you trying first, the crispy chicken or the flame grilled beef? Let me tell you, both are all good. I had a beef earlier, though. Oh, my goodness. Good stuff. And don't forget, they got the great deals going on for you at your favorite Burger King Nassau location. The mix and match, 2 for $11.50. The Big King, the original chicken sandwich, the Big Fish, the 10-piece chicken nuggets, all come with fries and soft drink, 2 for $11.50. So mix and match it at your favorite BK location today. All right, let's check out the local scene, what's going on. And our local athletes making waves. Of course, props off to Lucius Fox. Went 2 for $5. Gets his first hit in the major and goes 2 for $5, all right? So definitely a good look. And we'll see where that continues with him. Last night, watching some of the highlights, Jazz Chisholm, awesome play, scoring from second base, all right, on an infield single. You don't really see that too much, but he did. The speed is ridiculous, all right? So definitely have a look at that. Try to watch as many Nationals games and as many Braves games as you can, all right? Because they are off to hot starts. Jazz is off to hot start. Lucius is starting to pick it up. The glove has been hot. The bat's starting to wake up now. So, you know, support them. Watch them. Encourage them. Watch them grow. Watch them stay in the majors. Let's check out that tennis. Sims and the Warriors win second straight WHAC title. And she was named to All-Conference as well. So, good stuff right there for Abigail Sims. Setting history for the Indiana Institute of Technology, Indiana Tech Warriors women's tennis team, Abigail Sims and her collegiate teammates won the Wolverine Hoosier Athletic Conference Women's Tennis Tournament and the title on Saturday, marking 2 consecutive years as champions. The Warriors defeated number 2 University of Northwestern Ohio 4-0 at the Grand Rapids Racquet Club in Grand Rapids, Michigan on Saturday, coming off a win the day before when they turned back the Aquinas College Saints, also previously 4-0. All right, due to the team shutting out their opponents 4-0 in singles, the doubles match with Sims and her partner Chris Echavarria against Veronica Kovalchuk and Jelena Lopik wasn't finished. The Warriors were undefeated in the conference going into the championship and have a 17-1 win-loss record overall. So, you know, as conference champions, Sims and the Warriors now receive the league's automatic berth into the National Association of Intercollegiate Association Athletics, the NAIA. All right. So this is awesome. And she's been named to the All-Conference team. She was named as Conference Player of the Week in April and named to the All-Conference team. So good stuff right there. Glad to see young Bahamian athletes doing big things abroad. You know, it sets the trend for the next, you know, for the next wave and for the next generation. It's good stuff right there. What else is going on? And of course, the Comets are swimming champions. Yes, indeed. QC wins its first sanctioned BAISS swimming championship. St. Anne's second. Simba French with the story. Definitely a good read right there. And aquatics is strong in the 242, especially on the high school level. Got great programs like QC, St. Anne's, St. Augustine, St. Andrews, all vying for the top spot. It's good to see that you had 8 teams compete for the crown this year as well. So swimming's still going strong in the 242. And as I wrap things up right here, don't forget DeAndre Ayton continuing to play. You know, in the playoffs. Got to keep an eye on him. Doing big things out there in Phoenix. Booker's still injured. He put up big numbers, you know, in the series coming in. And the previous series. So let's keep an eye on him. Tonight he's off. You got the Bucks and the Celtics at 7. You got the Warriors and the Grizzlies at 9:30. We'll be talking about those games in short order. But like I said, it's good to see local athletes doing big things. And especially on the international landscape. Let's keep it moving right now. Who's in and who's out? All brought to you by Tropical Gyros. Don't forget, Tropical Gyros is the home of the original Bahamian gyros like jerk chicken, crack lobster, crack kong, barbecue salmon, grilled veggies, and don't forget their famous jerk chicken salad. They've got the great gyro bowls going on for you as well, the tropical peas and rice, all right? And the plantain is all good. You definitely want to try that. And don't forget, all the seasonings, dressings, and sauces are original creations of Chef Comer, my good friend. So be sure to check them out. Like I always tell you, the Greeks might have invented the gyros. Tropical Gyros, Chef Comer, they perfected it. Be sure to check them out at 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, right over there on Rosetta and Mackey Streets. All right, call-in orders are available, 601-5752. Delivery via Craven. And, of course, walk-in orders are always welcome. All right. So who's in tonight? I'll tell you who's in. The Memphis Grizzlies. Now, they lost the first game 117-116. But when you look at it, this is going to be a long series. Okay? You have to look at it. First and foremost, the Grizzlies proved that they could hang with the Warriors. All right? I mean, there was 3 seconds left in the fourth quarter in game one. All right? Golden State and the Memphis Grizzlies, either one had a shot at it. You know, Steph them, you know, got up. Ja had a chance for the win and didn't make it. So Golden State leaves up 1-0. All right? But take nothing from it. Grizzlies coach Taylor Jenkins drew up a great play. Ja Morant had a shot to win the game. He missed. And so what? The Warriors now steal the home court advantage. Listen, playoff basketball don't start until the home team loses. Now, no matter how you chop it up, a loss is a loss, especially in the playoffs. And you know what I think about moral victories. However, Ja Morant is special. And the Grizzlies were inches away from holding court in game one against the mighty Golden State Warriors. So you have to look at the situation. They were right there. They proved that they could hang. In addition to that, I got 5 reasons why you should remain optimistic if you're pulling for the Grizzlies in this series. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello.
How are you?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I shine in with sports this evening. You know, I am so happy for Fox. You know, like anything else, him and Chisholm is really making the Bahamian proud. I mean, just but every day. Every time they put on a uniform and go on the field, and the mere fact that 2 of them could be in the majors at the same time and playing in the same game but for different teams is just awesome.
I love it, but I want Lucius to stick. I want him to get that fair shot in Washington. Right now, the bat's coming alive. The glove has been solid all year long. I think Dave Martinez need to give up the ghost on Alcides Escobar and make Lucius the everyday shortstop right there in Washington. Yeah, I think with the reps and the opportunity, he can only go up.
Hey, you know, like I know that don't happen instantly, but like I said, the signs are positive from what I've seen with him, and I believe he will be given much more opportunity. The more he make of his opportunity, the better it is.
I think the longer
amount of time.
I think the longer he's going to stay. Now, see that 10-day disabled list for the other utility infielder, that's come and gone. He's still in the minors, and Lucius still up. So keep him a fingers crossed that he stays there and he gets some more 2-for-5 performances at the plate. Once they can see that bat come alive, I think he's good to go. I think he'll get an opportunity
course,
to play
it up. I saw the Yankees dominate KC the other night, and I tell you, we coming back this our year to get number 28. I'm pulling hard for that.
You see how we knocked off the Blue Jays last night, too? And, I mean, that was a heck of a game, but, boy, you took care of them, too.
Yeah, I didn't see that one, but, you know, I followed the one with KC. That was awesome. Yeah, I mean, that 6 shutout in and awesome.
They
our pitching is coming along, and the bat is alive, And that's all we can ask for right now.
But don't talk it. They say we ain't got no pitching, so we ain't got no pitching. That's our story, and we sticking to it, okay? Yeah, we ain't got no pitching.
Yeah, I know we a part of our pitching may be questionable, but then gradually our pitching is coming into its own.
No, what I'm saying is, I'm being facetious. Our pitching is doing very well, but people continue to disrespect our pitching staff. I think our pitching staff is going to surprise a lot of people when it's all said and done.
Of course. Well, you don't have to worry about the bats. The bats are there. Yeah, the bats are there.
So the bats are definitely pitching. There, and some of them bats swinging for big contract in off season. So I don't think they can go cold anytime soon.
not right now. Like I said, once you see our pitching could come around and we could minimize the opponents, maybe one or two runs per game, you could almost be saying that's a win. That's in the win column.
And we got runs to match, and the bats are popping. I like Izzo doing his thing, man. I think that was a good acquisition, and to keep him on board, I think he's comfy in New York.
Yes. Well, the Marlins better be careful because Chisholm could be in a pin strike.
But I already wrote to McCollum last week, and, you know, Brotherhood of Baseball in the Guardian, a Comics View. Listen, I have a dream. I have Lucius at short and Jazz at second in pinstripes with Anton Richardson as the manager.
And
how's that sound for you?
That is possible.
Because he's an old ex-Yankee himself, so
right.
It's not like he ain't got connections in the organization.
Right. That is very much possible.
And you know, the Yankees got the money to buy it it happen now. You know that.
Yes. You know what it is. You know what will happen to have a spot look like Chisholm in the top of the Yankee lineup?
And then have somebody solid at short.
It reminds me the days of Rivers and them, you know, when we had Rivers at the top of that lineup once he gets on.
No,
you know,
man, you know who he remind me of, man, more so than Rivers, man? Old Willie Randolph over there at second base, man. Nobody was smoother than Willie, man.
Yeah, Willie was awesome. Willie was in the class by himself. When he come with playing second baseman, him and Bob Grisham of the New York, of the Orioles, they were some of the two best second basemen I've seen.
Hold on.
Now
wait a minute.
Shortstop, huh?
Wait a minute. You mentioned Kansas City there now. If you're going to talk second baseman, you small market team, but Frank White got to be in the conversation, too. He was a solid pro for years at second base, man.
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't discount Frank White. Who was the last person to hit in over 30 games? I know. Pete Rose hit in 46, and I know Brett was about 30-something.
George Brett
was the last player to hit in 30-plus games.
Yeah, probably one of George Brett, or maybe Mattingly or Wade Boggs, one of those two. You know who I might think it is? Paul Molitor for the Blue Jays. He had a streak in chasing 400 for a while there in the early 90s, so I think he maybe been the last one hitting 30-some straight games.
Yeah, Paul Molitor is there for sure.
I think he was up in the 40s. He was up there.
And then you can't forget Fred Lynn in center field for the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, you talking Fred Lynn now, too, boy. That's, yeah, boy, you talking it now. Fred Lynn went on to the California Angels with Bobby Grich and Don Baylor and then played for Gene Mark and was over there in the American League West for years, too. He was a good pro. And always used to show up
Baltimore
in the All-Star game.
Baltimore have a history that I hope the Yankees can match, maybe we could have 4 20-game winners in a season. Well, I would like to match that.
Man, you're pushing it. At this stage of the game with the Yankees, I'll take two and be happy.
You know, I like to go deep in the history because when you go back into 1941 and you're really talking baseball back in the day because you had Ted Williams
Well, that's the last one. He had 408. Ted Williams is the last one. He had 408, and I think George Brett came closest to it at 390. Somebody might have come close in 390
Brett broke it. Yeah, Brett came close to hitting 400, just a shade under.
Yeah, boy, George Brett
was just something. I always remember him against the Yankees
That's all. Billy Martin, Lord bless the dead, that old snake. Boy, Billy was crooked. Oh, God, Billy was crooked. I love Billy Martin to death, though. That was a good dude. He's my kind of manager.
I haven't heard much people mention the Goose because, you know, he had almost 700 saves.
You talking about Rich Gossage, the Goose?
Exactly.
But George Brett used to own Goose Gossage. He used to park him in in Yankee Stadium, man.
Yeah, I agree, given Brett was one of the few people that really could have taken Goose out the park. Because Goose Gossage was just awesome, man.
Now, listen, man, you want to talk relievers, man, though. You know, Goose Gossage was good, man, but when you talk relievers and Yankee relievers, you know Sandman is still the greatest. He can't go away from Rivera.
Oh, Rivera. Oh, but listen, when we almost had four consecutive championship, it was wasn't for that bloop single, I always remember that when they was able to pull off that, because the Yankees came back to tie the World Series and just lost in the seventh game by one bloop single to center field. I always remember that.
Yeah, that's hateful. I don't know why you brought that
one up. That is hateful.
My rib cage started hurting.
You got to remember history.
Yeah, you got to take the good with the bad, man. But this has been a great call. Call me again tomorrow, man. All the best tonight. Enjoy the games that you're watching, all right?
Yes, sir. Take care.
Be safe, man. Always a pleasure. But real quick, man, some of y'all hit me up with my five reasons to remain optimistic about the Grizzlies. I'll tell you my five reasons right now, real easy. All right? First and foremost, we already established it. They proved that they could hang with the Golden State Warriors. They proved it the other night, okay? Now, number one, you got to look at Jaren Jackson. He had a breakout game for the Grizzlies, 30 points or 33 points, all right? And 13 rebounds. So you got to look at Jaren Jackson. If he comes alive, he's going to be a factor, all right? And as long as he doesn't get into foul trouble, I think the matchup right now is going to allow him to excel offensively. So that's something that Golden State's going to have to look at night in and night out. Now, let's be honest. Dylan Brooks and Desmond Bane stunk up the joint. They were horrible. They poo-pooed the bed. And it was runny. You think they're going to do that again tonight? It's not going to happen. They're two young alphas on this team. They run hard. They play hard. They're a big part of the reason when Ja Morant was injured why this Miss Memphis Grizzlies team held water and won games. So that's not going to go that way tonight. I don't think Dylan Brooks and Desmond Bane are going to be non-factors again tonight. Number three, you got Steven Adams and Zaire Williams back in the lineup. Now it might be advantage Grizzlies. And if Adams could give you anything, that's a plus. And having rookie Zaire Williams back in a rotation gives him another consistent three-point threat with a 3-and-D guy with a big wingspan. So now they could start throwing some young bodies at Golden State, who's a bit long in the tooth. Now, here's the deal, the dark horse. The fourth reason why you should stay confident, De'Anthony Melton. All right? He fell out of the first-round rotation against Minnesota, but Melton has made a triumphant return. Like, all of a sudden, he and Jaren Jackson have showed up. They didn't even play anything against the Timberwolves. Seven games. Okay? But Melton played 25 minutes the other night, dropped in 14 points on 5 of 8 field goals, 3 of 6 from 3, had 7 rebounds and 3 steals. He's ready to play. So now the bench is strong, and they got a spark on the bench. And the fifth reason, again, like I said, they proved that they can hang with the Warriors. So the big fear factor, I don't think, is going to be there. So that's my five reasons why I say I'm liking the Warriors to get back in it tonight. I'm giving you five reasons there. You know, they proved that they can hang with the Warriors. The depth was missing before, but we addressed that with the return of Adams and Zaire. And in general, if you talk to any of the Grizzlies, they're pretty much unfazed by the loss in game one. And they're expecting a long series. They expected it to go 6 or 7 to begin with. So who's in tonight? The Memphis Grizzlies. I think they're back in the win column tonight. They even things up against the Golden State Warriors, and they get the dub. And that's a wrap right there on your Who's In and Who's Out segment, all brought to you by Tropical Gyros. Remember, Tropical Gyros available for you for call-in orders, takeout and delivery via Cravent. And, of course, walk-in orders are always welcome. Tropical Gyros, open till 6. So you still got a few minutes to catch them on the way home. Right over there on Rosetta and Mackey Street. Give them a call, 601-5752. 601-5752. With that being said, Mr. Producer, let's take our second break. We'll get to the break. And on the flip side of the break, we'll be talking some NFL. Mm-hmm. We got NFL offseason news coming up. But before we go to the break, let's take this call on the phone lines right here. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. What's happening?
How'd it go?
All good.
Fine, listen to me. You're supposed to be a veteran in this sporting industry, right?
Right.
I hear you talking with the Warriors and Memphis.
Uh-huh.
Remember, Draymond Green was out from the second quarter.
That's fine.
From the second quarter, he was out, right? Remember, Steph even in play 60%.
Right.
That game, right? I just want to show you something. Clay missed 2B, free throw down the stretch. You never see that. It's Clay going with that.
Okay.
Right? Memphis them get a good team. I ain't disputing that.
And Memphis, to my point, Memphis proved they could hang with Golden State. That wasn't right. That was a slugfest.
But listen to what I'm saying to you. Three teams, Golden State hit on them. They are champions.
Uh-huh.
They are veterans.
Uh-huh.
And they are not only veterans, but they are the best three in NBA today.
But let me ask you this question. That's all well and good. You're talking about their pedigree, but I got to pull a page out of Janet Jackson book and ask you, what have Golden State done for us lately?
Well,
when last they won?
They ain't been for about 2 years.
No, so I'm just saying that. And you brought up to your point.
And the reason for that, all of them was injury.
That's fine. Going. So you have to look at it now that they got to kind of recline the mountain. Wouldn't you say they got to climb the mountain again?
And that's what they're doing.
Okay, but now it's going to be a little harder because... Okay.
I don't have no problem with Memphis. I love the team.
Right.
But you got to be real.
But I'm being real. They didn't have Steven Adams.
Them 100% now healthy.
Okay. And Memphis is now 100% healthy. You got Steven Adams back. And so I'm just asking you, if they were that close the other day, minus some of their top-notch guys.
Although they was that close, we know how sports go.
And I know from playing basketball myself, when you have a disconnect between two players who don't want to free the ball up from playing in the same position, you inevitably going to have a problem. And there's a problem on the horizon between Bradley Poole and Klay Thompson. Because Bradley don't like to give Klay the rock. Since you were watching the whole game, I wonder if you saw that. I wonder if you saw that.
There's always a problem with Scottie and Jordan.
No.
There's always a problem with Shaq.
No, I ain't asking about Shaq and Gobi. I asking you about Klay and Poole. That's what I asking you about.
Not even in.
No, I know Shaq and Kobe, despite problems, they did some winning. I know Jordan and Pippen did a whole hell of a lot of winning despite problems. But this crew right now, they're unproven because Poole and Klay haven't played together. So it's an unproven entity, if they could win or not. Yeah, but so did Memphis.
And they win.
Yeah, but, you know.
They sweep a big team.
They sweep a big team.
Not when I say sweep, they beat a big team.
Really? An injured Denver team who's totally depleted by injuries?
Man,
I could be honest with you. You cannot say they beat a big team if the big team was depleted by injuries. Let's be fair, bro.
That's the MVP on that team.
Yeah, that's Jokic, but what happened to Jokic's sidekicks that you and I both know that could play? Now you're catching temporary amnesia to prove your point. You're moving the goalposts on me, but that's okay.
No. Listen to me. I'd like to see Memphis there. But we got to be real with it.
And I being real with it, too.
Yeah.
They played with Golden State.
I believe if they lose tonight, they can get sweep.
Okay, I'll tell you. Number one, I don't think they lose tonight. And even if they do lose tonight, I don't think they get swept.
If they lose tonight, they get sweep.
But I'll tell you something. You still got to look out for the addition now of Steven Adams, all right? And Zaire Williamson. You got to look at that addition. And Melton is another one. So you got to look. Listen, that coach makes the best adjustments in the NBA. He's been proven to make the best adjustments all year long.
If they could have contained the MVP of the league, what do you think Steven Adams is?
Oh, for God's sake. Listen to me. you know and I both know that they couldn't have contained Jokic if Jokic had things around him that makes him the MVP. But that's okay. Make sure now, between 5:15 and 6 o'clock, you make sure to call me tomorrow with the same energy.
Will do.
Especially if Memphis win, I want you to call me with the same energy.
Listen to me. I something like you. I is a winner, not a loser.
There you go.
We come from the Lakers.
But I in exile right now for the Lakers because I can't watch that movie right now.
Well, that's me.
Too much Bronx sexuality.
And I'll always be a Laker, but right now...
Yeah, you got to cool out. You got to watch Golden State.
Yeah,
you got to pull for the Bahamian, brother.
Golden State, do what they got to do.
All right, well, hey, enjoy the game tonight in any case, man. And make sure you call me tomorrow so we can chop it up either way.
Yes, sir.
All right, have a good one, my brother. Be safe. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
This is Naughty, what's going on with you, man?
What's going on, my brother? Hey, that's my therapist. What's happening? Should I lay down on the sofa and talk to your dog? What's happening?
Sound like your head jammed since Blake is going to the slum, man.
Listen to me. I am no Laker.
You lost everything that you had.
I am a Southern Boy.
You're about sport. Like, no. You lost it.
No, I am a Southern Boy. Laker in exile, man. I can do that.
You bigging up an inexperienced team like Memphis against Golden State Warriors? Put something on it for me tonight, okay? Put something on it.
I already did.
Put something on it.
You missed
it. Put something
it.
On it.
Hold on. You missed all my points to it. You just doing an inning.
Mm-hmm. Carry on.
I broke down several reasons why. But at the end of the day, I still remain firm. I'm a Laker in self-imposed exile. I'm not coming back until they do what they need to do.
Anyone who knows sports, right? Would know that the Golden State Warriors wouldn't mind Memphis winning this game tonight because the Warriors already stole home court advantage.
And anybody And anybody who knows good BS and spins know that's exactly what you just did by hedging your bet, because if they lose, you've already laid the ground to say, well, you know, Golden State don't mind,
I won't force your hand.
That's like some Bill Clinton BS right there. That's really good. I respect that.
I want to bring you out. I want to force your hand.
You can't force my hand. I'm not moving. I told you. Until the Lakers get rid of LeBron, until Jeannie Buss does right by Jerry West, I'm pulling for Memphis and John Morant. That's
LeBron
my favorite player.
LeBron ain't going nowhere.
Well, guess what?
I will
stay there and watch them wallow in mediocrity until he leaves, and then I could say, I told you so, because just how I called it 4 years ago, how it was going to transpire in L.A., it has. Thus my exodus to self-imposed exile, because I told you all it was coming.
So anyway, tell me what y'all did, Cowboys. What moves y'all made this season?
Now, I'm not going to tell you nothing about the Cowboys until you tell me who you put for in football.
The Dolphins.
Hang up. Anyway,
you know
anyway, you really want me to entertain you? Y'all have no one to throw the ball to. Y'all have no one to throw. All them beautiful receivers y'all got, you really think Tua can get it done this year?
I think Tua is a good, I don't think him and Tyreek Hill. They can go good together because Tua can't get that ball out.
So you think next year y'all might be looking for a replacement for Tua via free agency or maybe via the draft?
I hope we do that this season. Yeah, I hope we do because Teddy Bridgewater ain't going to do nothing.
I think y'all got a better chance of a lightning in a bottle with Bridgewater throwing the deep ball.
I think we should go for Garoppolo out of San Francisco. Get him in there.
Why? Because he's familiar with the offensive coordinator who's now your head coach, and you think he might be able to perform under him?
You're a very smart man. You're very intelligent. You see, you're gaining some stuff back now.
I haven't lost anything. You just just putting up a wall. That's all. It's all good.
Have a good one, brother.
You too, my brother. We'll talk soon. Have a good one and be safe. Enjoy the games tonight. So let's take that break now, Mr. Producer, and then we'll come back to wrap things up right here on Talking Heads Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Great calls, great texts all afternoon long. Everybody who chimed in, first hour, second hour, good stuff. That's why I'm proud of you, my talking heads. You're making this easily the hottest afternoon talk show going right now, 4 to 6. Yeah, I said it. Let's go to the break.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S.J., 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 J.S. Johnson Insurance. Peace of mind.
Burger King Nassau is bringing you the delicious taste of Philly cheese in 3 mouth-watering varieties. Enjoy the great taste of Philly cheese with your choice of flame-grilled beef, crispy chicken, or try out BK's plant-based beef version. BK's Philly cheese has all the fixings you love, including lots of melted cheese, caramelized onions, bell peppers, and mushrooms on a sesame seed hoagie bun. Try the new Philly cheese as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at any of BK's 7 locations. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
We're back at you right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Talking Heads continues right now. And a couple of things before I get on out of here. I had some NFL news for you. Here is the post-NFL draft NFL power rankings as we get ready to get into the offseason now. Third wave of free agency is on the horizon. You're going to see some people get signed. Honey Badger just signed with the New Orleans Saints. Tyrann Mathieu, 3 years, $18 million. Jadeveon Clowney remains still the number one free agent on the market right now to be signed. Some other top names are still out there that could now be added to teams for a fairly, you know, decent price. And you can see some teams add to their rosters with some veteran acquisitions. But here is the power rankings. Courtesy of NFL.com, the first said power rankings post-NFL draft. Number 32, the Houston Texans. Number 31, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Number 30, the Chicago Bears. They dropped down two spots. The Atlanta Falcons in at 29 dropped down two spots. Up two spots from number 30 to 28, the New York Football Giants. The Detroit Lions up two spots to 27 from 29. The Washington Commanders, or the Washington Commies, as any Cowboy, Eagle, or Giant fan will refer to them as, has moved up to number 20. Well, it remains at number 26. Carolina Panthers dropped two spots from 23 to 25. The Jets jumped four spots from 28 to 24 after a solid draft, after an excellent draft. Seattle Seahawks jump up one to 23, previously at 24. The Minnesota Vikings dropped two spots from 20 to 22. The Pittsburgh Steelers remain firm in their position at 21. The Arizona Cardinals dropped two spots from 18 to 20. The Miami Dolphins dropped two spots from 17 to 19. The Saints move up four spots from 22 to 18. The Patriots drop four spots from 17 to 13. The Tennessee Titans dropped six spots from 10 to 16. The Philadelphia Eagles move up four spots from 19 to 15. The Cleveland Browns remain at number 14. The Dallas Cowboys dropped to 13, previously 12. Now they drop to 13. The Indianapolis Colts move up four spots from 16 to 12. The Baltimore Ravens move up four spots from 15 to 11. The Raiders move up one spot from 11 to 10. The Los Angeles Chargers move up two spots, drop two spots to number 9. Previously, they were number 7. The Denver Broncos remain at number 8 after acquiring Russell Wilson. I don't see it. I still think they're the fourth worst team in that division. I still think the Chargers, the Raiders, and the Chiefs are better than them. But it could just be me. Kansas City Chiefs, they moved up to, previous rank was number 9. They moved up to number 7. The Green Bay Packers remain at 6th spot as they were previously at the number 6 spot. I don't see how you could lose Devontae Adams and other pieces and still remain at number 6. But anyway, that's a different story for another day. The San Francisco 49ers remain in the 5th spot. The Cincinnati Bengals dropped one from 3 to 4. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers move up one from 4 to 3. The Los Angeles Rams, defending Super Bowl champions, remain at number 2. And number 1, previously ranked number 1, the Buffalo Bills remain number 1. After their draft, and of course, a very sneaky, under-the-radar signing of Jamison Crowder from the Jets to the Bills. That is a sneaky good move right there by Buffalo. So that's your new power rankings from the NFL post the NFL draft. And, of course, more news from the NFL. Big suspension. Big suspension. When you look at what's coming out of Arizona. And, of course, you know, DeAndre Hopkins suspended 6 weeks for violation of the league's substance abuse policy. Okay? Or for PEDs. The Cardinals will be without their star wide receiver, DeAndre Hopkins, for the first 6 games of the 2022 season. Hopkins has been suspended 6 games without pay by the NFL for violating the league's performance-enhancing drug policy. The NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport reported on Monday, Hopkins withdrew his appeal late Monday night. So, of course, he's going to be out 6 games, and he's not appealing the suspension. So, there you have it. All right, that suspension's going to stick, and it's going to be the full 6 games. All right, let's have a look at what's on tap in Major League Baseball tonight. Let's have a look at the schedule, at what's going on in baseball. And we'll check out the afternoon scores. The Mets lead the Braves 5-4, top of the ninth. Marlins, Jazz, and the crew take on the Diamondbacks today at 6:40. The Mets and the Braves play again at 6:40, part of a doubleheader. The Phillies take on the Rangers at 6:45. Orioles and Twins get together at 7:05. Yankees and the Blue Jays at 7:07. Red Sox and Angels at 7:10. Cubs and White Sox at 7:40. Brewers and Reds at 7:40. Astros and Mariners at 8:10. Royals and Cardinals at 8:10. Rockies and Nationals at 8:40. Rays and Athletics at 9:40. Dodgers and the Giants at 10:10. All right. Here's who I like in baseball tonight. All right? I like the Giants at home. They always play the Dodgers well at home. I like the Giants at home. I like the Astros over the Mariners. And I like the Twins over the Orioles. One more again. And if we look at on tap tonight in the NBA, I like the Grizzlies to even it up against Golden State. And I like Miami. Sorry. And I like Dallas is the other game tonight, correct? No, Celtics and the Bucks. My bad. Looking at the wrong day. So I like the Grizzlies to get back in the win column tonight against the Warriors. The Celtics and the Bucks. All right? That's who's on tap tonight. And guess what? I like the Celtics to get back in it tonight, too. I like both teams who lost that first round game, that first game in the series, the Celtics and the Grizzlies, both to hold serve tonight and get a win. Grizzlies at home, Celtics on the road. That's how I like it. I'm sorry, Celtics at home and Grizzlies at home. Both of them at home tonight. All right? And that's how I see it. I like the Grizzlies. I like the Celtics. And over there in baseball, I'll tell you again, I like the Giants against the Dodgers. I like the Twins and the Orioles. And the other one was the Astros over the Mariners. All right, there you have it. And that's a wrap right there. My time is done. I got to run. Everybody who chimed in, thank you very much. Sarah Kirkby and the crew down there in Freeport for the Freeport Report. Good stuff. Everybody who texted in, everybody who called in, solid show today. Good stuff. We'll do it all again tomorrow. Have a good one, Bahamas. And remember, be good. And if you can't be good at it. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm out.